Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From surviving 150 wasp stings to protests against a new McDonald's, Eamon Torsney is with us to tell us about some of the stories that just didn't quite make the headlines this week. Eamon, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Any wild plans for the weekend?
Well, actually, yes. I'm heading west. Oh. I'm heading west. A two-county visit. Galway and Sligo.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, anything on in particular?
It's a couple of family events. So, a family in both counties.
Yeah,
so,
two incredibly wonderful counties, I have
to say. Indeed, yes.
Okay, so, well, from the west to the east, we're starting with this.
Okay, well, this is the story about one of the most scenic parts of the country, the Garden County, and that's the Bray Greystones Cliff Walk, which has been for some years now closed to walkers, and it really is one of the most stunning parts. And it's in the news this week because a group has started to try and clearing overgrowth on the path, and they're trying to highlight the fact that nothing has been done, or at least in their eyes, nothing has been done to actually open it. So, you know, it was closed for safety reasons. We know there's been landslides and rockfalls and stuff like that. So while they figure out a way of finding a way of reopening it, they've had to close it. And they allowed it, the Wicklow County Council allowed it to overgrow to try and deter people from walking on the path. So they're not kind of too happy that people are taking it into their own hands to actually cut the overgrowth. But it does highlight, though, and the group say that, you know, there could be a few solutions out there. They're wondering why is it taking so long to come up with a solution.
Yeah.
And they're suggesting even moving it, you know, the path, say 10 feet inland, whatever, to try and improve the situation. But look, it's really difficult, I suppose, for the county council. They can't really take a risk of something. They talk about catastrophic collapse. You know, that's what they're afraid of.
Right.
If that's the case. So they'll have to be very, very cautious. I know of a walk out on the north side that's kind of similar, but you know, it's not as steep. So therefore, they have a different solution. That's Donabay to Port Ran. There's a cliff edge that's cordoned off, but they got access to a field that allows people to walk in
round,
the field
yeah.
and around. So I don't know if there's a solution there, but of course, the Bray Head is quite steep and all the rest, so it's much different. So it's such an amenity, and then it affects businesses as well out there. So they're saying that, like, tourists that, you know, would walk along that path, you know, they go to the coffee shop in either end, you know, Greystones or Bray. So you're talking about a financial loss as well. So basically, there doesn't seem to be a short-term solution to this at the moment. But the campaign group are really urging the local authority to take action and open it. And I think I would love to see it open.
Yeah.
You know something? I've been to Bray so often. I've never done it. And it's always
no, either have I. I'm ashamed to say. But anyway, another one for the long list that is ever-growing at this stage. Tell us about this cafe in Northern Ireland.
Oh, this is really good. This is the cafe for young people, and it's aimed at providing a safe space for people, and it deals with mental health support as well. So it might be for children, for young people who are facing difficult situations that they can't talk about. And so it's a cafe that, you know, they have people, you know, professionals there that you know, people, that young people can open up to if they have a difficult day and talk about mental health issues. And the people who use it, the teenagers that have been interviewed, say that, you know, young people don't talk about mental health maybe in school or whatever, or there mightn't be any.
So it gives them an opportunity. It's called the Crisis Cafe.
The Crisis Cafe, yeah, and it's just outside Newry, the bus station in Newry, rather, in County Down, and it's funded by the National Lottery in the UK.
Good stuff.
So it looks like a really good facility.
It's such a great little jingle.
Isn't it just?
Yeah, it really is.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I'm hungry now. Thank you. I'm putting that into my head now. Might pop down afterwards.
So what's going on at McDonald's?
So in County Tipperary, in a local town in County Tipperary, there's an objection to put a new drive-through restaurant. It's actually on the Thurles Relief Road in Thurles, obviously. And the local people are objecting on health grounds. So there's a couple of objectors that are put in saying, look, you know, at a time when we're talking about obesity and all the rest, that there shouldn't be another fast food restaurant there. And basically, you know, the company says they do work with the local communities and discuss things like that. So you know, it's hard to see anybody object, the objection actually going through. But it's interesting that the objection will be on health grounds, not on to do with, you know, traffic.
Well, it's often proximity to a school or something is usually what you hear.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So the question is, does Thurles need a McDonald's? Do they not already have one, or do they have one?
I haven't been in Thurles in a while, but I mean, they're so, you know, there's so many of them around the country, and you see them in most towns and villages now, don't you? And even the drive-throughs as well. I suppose, and again, it's interesting that it's not on the basis of, say, a local business or a cafe that they're focusing on the health. So, you know, and the company has defended, you know, the how it's done, how it's improved its menus over the years and made
well, they've other alternatives, I suppose, there
exactly,
as well
yeah.
for
so there
people.
There is that aspect.
Tell us about this dog that survived 150 wasp stings.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that it's a good news story, so just before anybody gets a bit worried. A puppy was just had stumbled on a swarm of bees, and the owners rushed the dog to a vet, and of course they were afraid that you know, there might be organ damage and, you know, the massive amount of venom in the body. But they managed to treat the dog, and within 72 hours he had made a good recovery, which was really good. So 72 hours he was hospitalised and in this vet partner's location, and he gradually recovered and able to return home with the family, you know. So
150. Yeah. So what kind of pup is it?
Yeah.
It's a young dog.
So,
pup, obviously.
Well, they say that it was a miraculous recovery, and it's a Cocker Spaniel.
And where did this happen?
And this happened in Wicklow as well. So
County
we're back
Wicklow.
Down to the Garden County again. Yeah. So a great news story there. But again, they were quick. They were able to get the dog to realise there was a problem and get the dog to the vet, and they were able to help them as well. And
good to hear he's
survived. And the rescued goldfish that we mentioned on breakfast this morning, that was it's a good day for animals.
Speed coming at it. Knight's Choice Warp Speed. They hit the line. It's a photo finish. Knight's Choice, I reckon, won from Warp Speed in a photo. What a magnificent finish to the Cup. Sardozy in a photo for third with a key to Sushi Absurd. Then Circle of Fire.
Well, this is the Kildare jockey, Robbie Dolan, who won one of the biggest races in horse racing, if not the biggest.
Oh, I heard about this during the week, actually.
And what was interesting was, I mean, I saw it in the sports news and I was quite impressed anyway. I just thought, oh, this is marvellous for what an achievement, you know. But it turns out that Robbie Dolan previously had appeared on The Voice Australia. And so he's multi-talented. And he also performed at an event where he sang a song called Horse by a local performer, former Daryl Braithwaite, as part of the entertainment at that event. And it was through race, through the singing, actually, that he got to meet
the singing jockey.
The industry. Yeah, the singing jockey, and went on and chose the right career. And so he has quite a lot of options there. So maybe the next time, if he entered The Voice, he could sing something like, you know, My Lovely Horse.
Yeah, exactly. But he won the Melbourne Cup, didn't he?
Well, the Melbourne Cup.
Huge.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. And like, if an Irish trainer wins the Melbourne Cup, it's a huge deal. So for a jockey to win it as well, and it is superb. And what's interesting as well is that you know, Australia comes to a standstill for that race. I mean, I don't know if you know about it, but it's you know, I think it's early
I've heard
November.
People over there going to it. All right, and it's kind of Galway races.
It's very much Galway races, or like the Grand National or something like that, where literally the whole nation there comes to a standstill to watch that. So to think that a Kildare man was the focus of attention as well over there for that for that big event is tremendous, you know. And it'll be interesting to see if he'll pursue both careers at this stage, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy singing while he's out riding the horse. But anyway,
no,
there you go.
Indeed,
that'll be quite a talent if he can master
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah. Although if he's this successful all the time, you know, he might be roaring and shouting and cheering so much, he might damage the old vocal cords. So
very true.
Be careful there, you know.
Eamon, enjoy your weekend in the west of Ireland.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you on Monday. That's Eamon Torsney, of course, on Breakfast Briefing this week.
Thanks very much, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.